After years of driving their vehicles to neighboring reservations, the tribe bought a mobile clinic last year. It was funded by a $673,000 grant from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, aimed at expanding rural healthcare access after the pandemic. The tribe's mobile clinic serves its members and drives to the Lovelock Paiute and Yamba Shoshone reservations, covering a territory of about 200 miles. It can also treat any member of a tribe in Nevada. John Pishon is the director of the Fallon Tribal Health Center. Pishon says they serve about 2,000 people, averaging about 20 patients each month. They try to visit each tribe at least once a month, but that isn't always easy.
Challenges is weather and distance. They are far away, and during winter, sometimes these areas get a little hard to access.
Mobile health clinics are also being used by the Navajo Nation, the White Mountain Apache Tribe in Arizona, and the Fort Peck Tribes in Montana.
I think having the providers go into the community open their eyes to the needs and how to better serve them.
Dr. Christopher Chai is working at the mobile clinic here in Lovelock. He says they can even act as an urgent care for injuries and wounds.
We will get the random rancher come in with a broken finger and say, like, what do I do with this? Sliced open, and we can put in stitches.
Pishon adds that the clinic also helps tribal members be proactive instead of reactive about their health.
We have some people that maybe only come in when they're sick, but now they're seeing us for their preventative care when we come out.
Like Barbara Bonta, an elder of the Walker River Paiute tribe who lives in Lovelock.
I've been seeing them for my feet and other problems that I didn't know I had until they start testing this and this and that.
Bonta was brought to the mobile clinic by her daughter, Tia Happy.
With my mom, she can't sit for a long time, you know, in a car to go to Fallon or elsewhere to an appointment. So it makes it super convenient to have it here when the mobile comes here.
Happy says her mom's been seeing Dr. Chai for the past 2 years. Consistent care that's been made possible by this mobile clinic, which isn't slowing down. This year, the clinic plans to add dental care to its services. For National Native News, I'm Caleb Radel.